Talk is mainly about working on an offline first application, and what I have used mainly to work upon this thing is Apache CouchDB, and there's another Apache project, Apache Cordova, for that mobile end side. So let me introduce about me. I have been contributing to open source from last 4-5 years, and multiple projects. I started as a Google Summer of Code intern back in 2014 with MIFOS initiative, and after that I have been contributing to MIFOS, Apache Finaract, and some other Apache projects also, Apache Roller and Apache Orbis. Also, I wrote a book on hybrid mobile development with Ionic framework. This is a hybrid mobile development framework based on Cordova. I am a JavaScript full stack developer. Also director at Witsys Technologies, and currently working on a product, visitor application. Also, I have been mentoring Google Summer of Code and GCI students from last 2-3 years. So, no one wants to see this type of a screen or experience on the mobile application side nowadays. No one wants to have this internet problem or something like that. This screen comes up in your application, and this user experience doesn't look good to the end users, basically. So that is where the thing called offline first application comes into. So we have been working upon a lot from last many years, moving from web to mobile first applications. And now the thing is we are moving from mobile first to offline first applications, which is the new progressive enhancement in this thing. And mainly the reason behind offline first application is it targets a greater audience. The audience with where we have low connectivity issues and have lesser connectivities in developing countries, there it can be really helpful if your application is supporting offline experiences. So also I recently, yesterday or 2 days back, just saw one talk regarding this solving a real life problem using this offline first application. So someone some year back, someone created an application when there was some Ebola outbreak in Africa. So they have this application, their normal application, and added a support for offline first application using the standard framework the CouchDB and PouchDB support. And what it helped is there in that case is they were able to reduce the time of helping the people to from four days or 3 days to 1 day, because they're really in Ghana and these areas in Nigeria, they have really less connectivity and have a lot of many connectivity issues, and that really helped them to basically solve that problem. So if our application is offline first, so it will help without the internet connection. You can able to read, write, and create and update all the application things. If you have a to-do application or something like that, you can do all the processes without the internet also, and then you can sync back the data to servers back whenever the internet is there. So mainly we have been in past we have been using we tried to create, I also personally tried to create some support on the normal mobile application side without CouchDB, and there what I have to do is write some code so that that continuously checks if there is some internet connection, and then I just I have to write some code that stores some of the data that user has created, and then checking if it is internet is online, or if offline I sync it back to the server and then sync it back from server again. So all these things I need to make sure and write code for that at my end. But using CouchDB, a lot many things have been saved for me. So what is Apache CouchDB? So Apache CouchDB is a document-oriented NoSQL database with HTTPS support. And basically, it's a JSON store and a JavaScript for Mac MapReduce indexes. And each database in CouchDB is a collection of independent documents. So we have this multiple documents in CouchDB where we store our data. So it's a NoSQL-based approach. And yeah, we can basically replicate all these databases, the CouchDB databases, on multiple client side also. So CouchDB can replicate to devices when they go offline and handle this data sync thing very finely, and when the device comes back online. It lets access the data whenever required. Plus CouchDB. So this is another thing that is inspired by CouchDB, mainly used on the mobile application side and some IoT projects. It is being used. So what CouchDB does is like it is a similar type of a store on the mobile app side. So CouchDB is on the server side, CouchDB on the mobile app side, and it is designed on a similar way. And they both basically sync. The main thing like CouchDB and CouchDB are designed for one main purpose, that is the sync between each other, so that the data that is on the mobile application side can easily be synced to the server side. So what CouchDB basically stores the data in WebSQL and IndexedDB on the local side, and it is mainly for the browsers to store this thing. So on the back end, it uses WebSQL and IndexedDB to store that data on the client side. And it is a great way to replicate data from host remote source to into the browser. So this is one architecture. Like we have this CouchDB server on our server side, and then we have this CouchDB in our application that is installed in the application side, and it does all the sync process. Basically, once the application is online, it syncs back to the CouchDB server, and once if it is online, then the application will talk with the CouchDB local instance of database. So it is an entire copy of that database that is storing on the CouchDB side, and application will run perfectly fine in that case. So basically, application, the code we write, we just have this functions basically write to CouchDB, and once internet is back and it is online, so CouchDB automatically sync it back to the CouchDB server on live. So on the mobile application side, what I have used is like Apache Cordova. There's another project of Apache. What it is like, it is a hybrid mobile application framework for developing multiple platform application, Android, iOS, and Windows, and other platforms. So I have been using this from many years. There's another project, open source project, Ionic Framework. So that is an SDK based on top of Cordova. So that is it provides all the UI components and other things, so that it's easier for you to create mobile application, hybrid mobile application. So this is a bit architecture how it works. So we have this Cordova application that have this Cordova is again a browser. Basically, it is a browser, bundled up browser that runs it HTML code inside it, and we just create multiple platform application. Like for Android, we just create the APK files, and it helps create that. So basically, inside itself, it is a browser. So that in that set, we can easily use CouchDB here, and we can store this thing in the web local databases of that thing, and then it basically remotely sync to the CouchDB server once the internet is back. So I have just created a small application for like expense manager application, so that for daily expenses one can easily like put all his expenses on this on the mobile, and it will whenever the internet is back, it will sync to the server, and when internet is if we are in offline mode, it can sync back to, you can just directly put your all the expenses in offline mode also, and whenever internet is available, it just sync back to the this server. So this is some of the screenshot that I worked upon. So application. So yeah, setting up CouchDB. So it's really simple to set up the CouchDB. You just need to get for Linux or Unix based operating system. You just need to download this thing, and then just update and install CouchDB from the repository. And other things like CouchDB by default comes up with the admin this thing authentication. Once you deploy it into production, you need to make sure like you just create some users, so that there's data security will be there. And we have multiple strategies in CouchDB for replication. So there are four types of strategies there. One way where like CouchDB database is replicated to the CouchDB server. There's bi-directional, where like CouchDB database is replicated to CouchDB server and vice versa. There's ad hoc, basically, where we don't want to have this replication going on automatically. We want to trigger it manually. That is another way. And then there's continuous approach, where like continuously it listen to the changes and basically it replicate instantly. So all the documents in CouchDB have this ID and revision number. So ID is the document ID that we have, and revision number basically tracks the revision of the document. What are the changes that happened to the document? If there are some changes that from another client, for example, I have my the same application running on the there's a web application also and mobile application also. So I want to sync that thing. So CouchDB makes sure like this revision thing makes sure that all this replication and data processes works fine, and it basically helps to make sure that data does not corrupt and sync properly with the help of the revision IDs. Yeah, in CouchDB, to restrict data syncing between one between users, what happens, like in CouchDB we have multiple databases for say in our expense manager application itself, we have multiple users users data. So I have my own data and another user will be having its own data, so we can create multiple databases respective to the user. So I have my own database on the server there that will be having only my data, and that will be synced on my device so that the data, the access to the data, I only on my local side, I only have to my my database itself, and for others they will be having their own database. For this thing we need to make sure we have some small this thing backend thing also, so that we don't have to hard code the database name or database URL. So we need to, whenever we log in into the application, it just returns up the database name or something like that, so that we can sync to that database only. The data that have my database that have my data itself. So in this application also, the expense manager application, so another big advantage of using CouchDB is we can have it as a we can create some simple application or POCs and of some projects without a backend needed. We can just call the APIs, REST APIs of CouchDB, and using CouchDB and store the data and do the all the basic application or some POC can be easily created. Many of you have heard about Firebase also. So similarly, you can use CouchDB also. It can be used as a backend also for simpler applications. So this is setting up the CouchDB on the client application side, on the mobile application side. So we have this local database that is created first, the CouchDB database. This is the local database that is created. And then this is the remote database, the name expense that I have mentioned here. So that it does the replication. So these are the options that I mentioned, continuous is that thing that I mentioned, it will be instantly replicating to the server. And the retry is true, if network is not there, it continuously retry. And some other options are all also there when we configure this thing. So there's some CouchDB methods that we use to sync up the data. So this is the first method, CouchDB, this sync method, which will make two-way replication between our CouchDB and the CouchDB with the options that we mentioned in the last slide. All docs method will return all the documents in our database that are that we have. Then there is a changes method that track all the changes. If there is some changes from another client that happened, then so that it can track and replicate on the other side, other client side also. So there is post method that help you create new documents. And there are some other methods also that that can be looked upon, update and delete, so that we can create an further documents. So yeah, some advanced use cases of this application. It can be I have used CouchDB in past also, and also while working on CouchDB, I came across Couchbase also. So there's complex application or advanced application. Couchbase also comes into really good handy because it has this sync gateway integration. So it really helps us to basically what Sync Gateway with the help of Sync Gateway, what we have is like this channel support. As I mentioned, like in Couch TV, we, for each user, we were creating multiple databases so that the data is handled in a way though, so that we don't share the data. But here we have this support for channels and data routing. With this, what we can do is like we can have this multiple channels for each user, and only that channel's data will be synced to this single client, so that it will be accessible to that itself. So the multiple things that it have Couchbase have advantage over CouchDB also. So yeah, for some complex application, we can set up Couchbase server with Sync Gateway integration also. That is also another good way to work upon this offline, building offline first applications. So this is the data routing thing I was mentioning about via the channel. So Sync Gateway uses channels to make it easy to share database between a large number of users and control the access of the database. So basically it partition the data set, like create different channels for each organization. For example, I have an application that have multiple accounts, multiple user or multiple organizations users. So we can have different channels for each organization and pass the organization ID within the each document itself. And then we can easily query it according to the organization ID and channels IDs basically. So some basically use cases where we can have this use the offline first application are like in banking itself. We were trying to implement this field officer application where we have this field officer going to multiple villages or multiple areas, so that in that cases might be there like a low network connectivity issue. So these types of application like adding support for offline will help basically retain that data, and as soon as the user comes into the into active online active connections and online, then it can easily sync back without basically much taking care basically without much headache on our side, like coding all these things, like how to replicate or sync, because CouchDB already take care of everything, like how this replication and sync process goes. So there's one application that I have been working upon from last 2-3 months in our company. Basically, that is a visitor management system. So what it has, we have integrated the similar offline first approach in that also. So there we have this application. If someone comes to visit some place, so it enters his details. So many times what happens is like there's in India we have this network connectivity issues. Like there's sometimes it's like in 2G or like some areas the proper network is not there. So the application, what happens is like the data lost in sometimes, and we didn't get the data what was posted because of this thing, like internet was not there or like some 2G connections issues and other things. So adding support for CouchDB and this offline first approach helped us retain all the documents and all this thing in our application. And also we were able to add multiple support, like image uploading also we were able to add it and put some base64 images in Couchbase server for temporarily, and then once the internet goes back and we just sync it back to the server. So yeah, this is the architecture that we followed in our case. We have this is a bit complex example that we have. So we need to have this Node.js backend server also. So we have the Node.js managing some of the authentication part and basically getting the login and then getting us the channel IDs. So that once channel ID we got, we can able to sync the that organization data into the application. We have the PouchDB on the Cordova side, and Sync Gateway is there that manages basically sync between multiple client-side applications. Yeah, so the channel-based data routing, so that each company have its own data available offline at client side. So for example, a company has all the list of employees that was coming previously from a REST API, that is a Node API that I created. But later on, when we switched to and add support of Couchbase server or like added this support, we were able to store everything on the iPad or like on the client side itself. And if someone visits some office, he can just select the name of the employee whom he want to visit and just select it and submit the information. All the data will be basically synced first of all on its local side. And then once if the device is online, then it will instantly sync to the backend server, Couchbase. Or in case if it is offline, then it stores it on the local side. And once it gets online, it just sync it instantly on server. So yeah, that help us make this application like quite helpful, and it was quite helpful for the end users and for this experience. So yeah, thank you everyone. So that was a bit on offline. Any questions?
Yeah. How do you control the replication?
Sorry?
Replication configs.
So basically, we have this when we set up Couchbase or like CouchDB. So there we provide all the configuration while setting up. So we have this this is the Couchbase CouchDB basically server. We have this settings when we set up. We have this setting up the authorization. We have set up in the configuration files. There's an application also we set up this side, or like the we can set up this continuation continuous replication on the client side also, like in the CouchDB when where we mentioned the this thing. So here we can mention this thing when we just create a connection. We just mention it about like is it a continuous replication or how exactly it should work. And some other configuration are on that this side also when we set up Couchbase or CouchDB server. So it's currently it's a one server, but yeah, you can set up a cluster also. So that support sharding and also and then multiple clustering environment also. Yeah, so basically, yeah, it stores in WebSQL and IndexedDB basically on the client side. Yeah, there are plugins for that also, so that if a native application is there, you can also add support for CouchDB Lite, Couchbase Lite also. So it comes up with that support also. Any more questions? Thank you.